Welcome to the download edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 1st of September, with Fergus Nicol. Coming shortly, the business's advantage of the Schengen zone that allows for open borders between member countries in Europe.
Today's generation have grown up in a world now where they just don't think about borders anymore. And so what they're actually seeing is just new opportunities all the time.
Later, in special coverage from India, we'll hear how corruption is a pervasive influence on getting business done.
I don't mind paying a bribe, as long as I get the job done, but it's never done. It's always done in piecemeal, and that gets always drawn out, and you never get whatever you want. They want to suck you dry slowly and surely.
Also from Delhi.
Clean up your mess, that's right, clean up your mess. Unilever has been hiding behind their fake...
We'll meet the rap artist who's trying to force a major global company into a U-turn. First, though, the decision today by the authorities in Hungary to deny rail access to Western Europe to hundreds of refugees and migrants is a question that goes to the heart of Europe's internal border policy. It was certainly clear where these new arrivals wanted to go. If a family from Syria, say, were to get on that train from Hungary, they should be able to travel not just to Germany, but right through Europe without official interruption to any of the 26 countries that are signed up to the Schengen Agreement. It's been in force for 20 years now, and it has some clear advantages for businesses working across Europe. John Springford is a senior research fellow at the Centre for European Reform.
The really big advantage has been for the haulage and freight industry. Trade is made a lot easier when you don't have to spend ages in your truck waiting at a border for your passport and details to be checked. But there have been other big aspects, I think. One is that in border regions of EU member states, then we've seen quite a lot of commuting going on. People wake up in the morning in one country, then they're able to take a job in, a city just over the border and travel across. And obviously that's going to be pretty tricky if you're having to wait for half an hour to have your passport checked. There's quite a lot of cross-border working that goes on in Switzerland. And this is also true of some of the smaller member states like Luxembourg, Belgium and the Netherlands as well.
Paul Hodges is the chairman at International eChem, which advises the global chemical industry. And he says the easiest way to describe the impact of Schengen is to remember the days before it existed.
I was a product manager moving product around the UK and into Europe, and also bringing product from other countries, from France into Germany and so on. The amount of paperwork and time that this took, it wasn't just my time, but fleets of people were involved in the supply chain. You had to get all the paperwork right for customs, you had to get all the tax paperwork right for duties and everything, and the fact that you had it right for France didn't mean you had it right for Germany, and so on. So not only was it very difficult, very time-consuming and very expensive, but actually it put you off doing it. Now compare that with today, where my modern equivalent is saying, oh, yes, oh, I've got an opportunity in France, I can move something into Germany, one email, done. And I think today's generation have grown up in a world now where they just don't think about borders anymore. And so what they're actually seeing is just new opportunities all the time.
Say you're an Australian businessman. You want to work in Europe, you can get a Schengen visa that effectively gives you access to, 26 nations for the price of one visa.
Before Schengen came in, I would have business partners coming with me and we wanted to do a trip around four or five different companies. And you had to apply for different visas and maybe one of them didn't come through and you were completely stuck. Whereas now you meet at the airport, hello, and how are you? And off you go.
If the politicians were to react for their own perhaps electoral reasons and start tightening controls on the borders, what would be the business impact across Europe?
It's a very worrying prospect. All of that opening over the last 20 years, this wonderful mindset of younger generation, how they approach things, you can damp that down, you can close that down very easily. So it's vital that we do keep these doors open.
That's Paul Hodges at International eChem. Let's check the stock markets now on World Business Report. Renewed fears over growth in China appear to have bashed the main indices. Just looking at the data page here at the BBC website, the FTSE closing down just a little over 3% on the day. The Dow Jones dropping very sharply at the start of the day, down more than 300 points. CAC 40 also graph pointing down. DAX ditto. Let's go to the heart of the city now. Michael Hewson is with us from his desk at CMC Markets. Thanks for sparing the time, Michael. What's the mood been like during the day?
It's been a pretty dismal day, to be honest. You know, the angst that we saw in August has given way to a swoon in September, and it's all down, unfortunately, to China and some residual concerns that maybe the Fed may not be as accommodating as people thought they might be with respect to delaying an interest rate hike at its meeting later this month. We've had dismal manufacturing numbers out of Europe and China, and also the US as well.
And it's interesting, once again, just looking at these charts on the market data page at the BBC, Glencore, the big loser of the day on the FTSE, ExxonMobil on the Dow Jones, Krupp on the DAX, it's the commodities, it's the oil sector. They're all heading down. And no winners at all in Frankfurt or in Paris or so far in New York.
No, absolutely, a sea of red ink, and you correctly, you know, surmise that, you know, the rally that we saw in Brent crude last week, back down again, around about 4.5% on Brent, 4% on West Texas, gasoline down 4%, copper down, palladium down. The only piece of green that I have on my screen at the moment is gold.
Swooning September, then, what should we expect? Would you risk a punt on October?
To be quite honest, we've just come off the worst August performance for stock markets in 4 years. Will September be any better? Until this uncertainty with respect to a potential Fed rate decision is resolved on the 16th and 17th of September, and we get next week's Chinese trade data, then I think we're going to continue to get these wild swings in sentiment.
Got a Greek election too. That should be fun.
That's true. Yes, on the 20th.
Thanks very much, Michael. Michael Hewson with us from CMC Markets. It's 16:40 GMT. This is World Business Report. We'll devote the remainder of the programme to special coverage from Delhi as part of the BBC's India season. Here's Anu Anand.
India is still growing at a brisk pace. Official figures suggest something like 7%. Now, even if it's lower than that, India remains one of the world's fastest growing economies. And we've been looking at how easy it is to do business and how much the benefits of that growth are reaching poorer sections of society. Now, auto rickshaws are still one of the cheapest and easiest ways to get around any Indian cities. And their drivers represent not the much talked about middle class, but a much more aspirational class. And these days, you can hail an auto rickshaw on your smartphone through one of several apps. So I went outside the BBC office in central Delhi to do exactly that.
So I can see on the map here, there's several little yellow and green rickshaws just a few minutes away. So I'm going to order one. And it says driver Anil Kumar, rickshaw number 8353 is coming. Okay, and here he is.
Mera naam Anil Kumar hai.
My name is Anil Kumar. I am 42 years old. I have three kids, a girl and two boys. I have been driving a rickshaw for 10 years. I used to work in a factory, but it shut down, so I was forced to drive a rickshaw.
Iske wajah se mujhe auto chalana pada. Fayda nahi hai to abhi filhal nuksan bhi nahi hai iska.
Using a mobile app is new for me. It is not great, but it doesn't cost me anything either. If I'm sitting empty, sometimes I get a fare and that is good. But other times, passengers book, you start out and then they cancel. Then I get angry and think this is useless. It happens several times every day. But like I say, the jury is out.
So Anil is taking me around Connaught Place. It's one of the few places in Delhi to retain its colonial British name. It's a white colonnaded market with a lovely park in the middle. I can see a huge billowing Indian flag blowing in the breeze. CP today is filled with office blocks, with brand name shops and a lot of big corporate banks. It was and still is a prestigious address. I can see Citibank there, a Nike, and then several